This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Christian Drapeau, once again, co-founder and chief science officer of StemTech International, a leader in the field of stem cell nutrition, and author of Cracking the Stem Cell Code, to discuss his innovative research and development of StemTech's all-natural stem cell nutrition products. Christian, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
It certainly is. So tell us, what is stem cell nutrition for those that may have missed our previous interview, and how can we enhance our own stem cells?
Well, it's a concept that was discovered. We started to formulate it early 2000, 2001 to 2002. And essentially, in a nutshell, it's the understanding that while we talk about stem cell injection in the media, and we can hear this everywhere, a question that is never talked about is the fact that we already have stem cells in our body, in our blood, in our bone marrow. They are released every day in the bloodstream. There are always stem cells in the blood, and their role, beside becoming blood cells, their role is to simply do the day-to-day repair of tissues. So, and we developed this whole concept because we discovered plants that turned out to have a very positive effect on stem cells. So stem cells nutrition, in a nutshell, are plants or food sometimes that have an effect on the natural role of stem cells in the body, which is to repair and maintain the body. It's really that simple.
You are the co-founder, as we mentioned, and chief science officer at StemTech International, a pioneer in the field of stem cell nutrition. Can you tell our listeners about StemTech's nutritional products?
Yes. Well, like I was just saying before, we developed this concept early 2000 because at the time I was working with a product that is and still is today relatively well known in the marketplace, which is blue-green algae. And we tried to explain why blue-green algae was linked to such a broad variety of health benefits, benefits touching pretty much every single aspect of human physiology. People were reporting benefits on cardiovascular system, on the liver, on the lung, on muscles, on the skin, on pancreatic function. So the big question was, how is it, or how can one product produce such a wide variety of benefits? And then we discovered that it has an effect on stem cells. So that became the first product that we developed. It was called Stem Enhance. It is an extract from blue-green algae. We can see the effect in blue-green algae alone, but we need to take really a lot. So to make this really convenient, I mean five grams and above. So to make this convenient, we developed an extract, and it became Stem Enhance. But after discovering this, if we understand that this is the natural repair system of the body, then as a biological entity, we have evolved in symbiosis, if I can say, with the environment. So it cannot be that only one plant has an effect on stem cells. So we turned around and looked at other plants known, natural products known throughout history to be associated with a broad variety of health benefits. So we studied things like goji berries, colostrum, medicinal mushroom, some fucoidan from various seaweeds, polysaccharides from various seaweeds, and we discover many of them, actually, their effect is that they trigger the migration of stem cells out of the blood into tissues. So we developed another product, MigraStem, which we included into a protein drink, ST5. So this is to support the migration of stem cells. Now, there's a concept that always, I wouldn't say bothered me, but fascinated me, if I could say, when I was studying in physiology, is that when we go and see the doctor, they take our blood pressure, they take a blood sample to see what's the content of the blood, but there's one thing that is really never tested, and yet it's really the single most important thing about the blood. It's the fact that it's a delivery system. We can have the right pressure and we can have the right content, but does it go everywhere in the fine capillaries where food exchange is taking place and where stem cells can migrate in tissues? So we developed a product that supports the circulation of the blood into fine capillaries, and that's stem flow. And these sort of form what I would say the core of the product that supports stem cells.
Can anyone take StemTech's all-natural nutritional products?
Yes, anybody can take the products, and to understand to provide the understanding beside this and really understand how these products are really for everyone, we need to look at where stem cell science is leading us with everything that has been done over the past, let's say, 3 to 5 years. There's a clear relationship that is being developed and is emerging in the scientific literature between health and the number of stem cells that anyone has in their blood. If we have enough stem cells in our blood, there are enough stem cells to do the day-to-day maintenance of all of our tissues so that we stay healthy over time. And so when scientists have counted the number of stem cells in the bloodstream of people who have developed a whole slew of health problems, there's a clear relationship that emerges. What we see is that people who developed health issues as they age will have anywhere between half to one-third the number of stem cells that we find in healthy people. So what we need to understand is that problems don't develop overnight. You know, we were climbing stairs 3x3 10 years ago, 2x2 5 years ago, 1x1 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 1x1, and then we stop in the middle of the staircase to kind of catch our breath, and then we get a heart attack. It didn't start on that day. It was a slow process, and everything is really like this. So by supporting the natural role of stem cells in the body, we simply help the body stay healthy over time. So in that way, we can enjoy, if we start early, we can enjoy a long life, a healthy long life. So in that way, because we often think, I take something when I have a problem. And here, when we really understand how stem cells are working, the concept is, let's take it while I'm well so that I can stay well. So in that way, it's really for everybody who wants to stay healthy.
Beautiful. Today we are with Christian Drapeau, co-founder and chief science officer of StemTech International, a leader in the field of stem cell nutrition, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. StemTech also developed DermaStem Renewal Serum. How does DermaStem work to rejuvenate the skin and reduce signs of premature aging?
Well, as we developed all this understanding about stem cells and these different products, it was we could not escape the conclusion that all of this matters even more for large organs that renew rapidly. And obviously the skin is the largest organ of the body, and we have a new skin, it is estimated, every month or two. So we decided to have a focus to support this renewal process in the skin. So we simply studied probably 40-something plants that we tested on skin stem cells to see which one would support the actual natural proliferation of stem cells. And we isolated about 6 or 7 of them, which form the core of the DermaStem herbal complex, if I could say, which in the lab shows an increase in proliferation of about 100%. So when we apply DermaStem on the skin, the idea is to support the proliferation of skin stem cells, which then forms new skin cells, which then are the cells that will make all the good things in the skin. We need collagen, we need elastin, we need hyaluronic acid that keeps the moisture in the skin. So we have provided in DermaStem the building blocks to make all of these proteins and polysaccharides in the skin, and we increase their production just by stimulating at the very basics of the skin, by stimulating skin stem cells. So the concept behind DermaStem is just to sort of help reconstruct the skin from within. And with people using it and the results that we see, we can see that that's really what the product does.
StemTech's SE2 is the world's first all-natural supplement documented to support the release of adult stem cells. Also, SE3 is being launched in June. Can you tell us about this new innovative addition to StemTech's products?
SE3, I would say, this has been a beautiful adventure to discover, first to start working with blue-green algae, discover all this, the role that it has in stem cells, formulate the whole concept of the natural role of stem cells in the body. But what we have discovered here with SE3 is yet just another big adventure. It simply started by a discussion with a biochemist and a pharmacist who were traveling the world trying to find plants to develop drugs for Parkinson and Alzheimer's. And as so, I basically, and so they went to Madagascar, they went to Papua New Guinea, to Bolivia, in the rainforest. And I simply asked them, while you were talking with all these healers in the jungles, in the various remote areas, is there anyone who talked about a plan that just appeared to do everything or do a lot of things? Understanding that if a plant does a lot of things in the body, oftentimes it's because it's acting to stem cells. As stem cells migrate in various tissues and various organs in various individuals, then people report a broad variety of health benefits. That's the general concept. So at first, my question was a little bit, I would say, ludicrous to them, because the natural world of medicine doesn't work this way. We have one product for one thing, and something that does everything does not really exist. But as I explained to them what was the role of stem cells, shared with them all the literature on this, then they started to really understand that it was not a frivolous question. It was so anyway, they looked back into their notes, and they came back with one plant from Madagascar that indeed had been reported to do everything. They quoted me what had been told by the healers, saying, if you have any problem, you take this and you will do much better. And if you keep taking it, you'll never be sick again. Of course, these are sort of a fruitcake statement, but in a way, if that's the experience of the people, that's the kind of plants that we're interested to study. So we got some samples, we tested them in the lab, and we essentially saw an effect that was twice as important as what we had seen with any of the other plants that we'd worked with before. And the effect was not only on one type of stem cells, but on several types of stem cells in the blood. So we confirmed the effect through a number of studies in the lab, and when it became very, very clear that we had a really special plant, then we went back to Madagascar and started to work in developing the supply chain, the planting, the growth of these plants, harvesting, processing, and this is leading to next month's release of SC3, which is essentially what SC2 was, which is a blend of all the stem cell mobilizers, or the plant that release stem cells that we had discovered in the past. We blend them all together with this new plant from Madagascar, which is giving us so far the greatest release. And we have also included in SC3 another part that was not there before, and it's the understanding that cells will live as long as the telomeres on their DNA is maintained. So the longevity of a cell, not a tissue or an organism, but of a cell, is determined by the ability of its DNA to replicate. So we have added a herbal complex in SC3 that supports the maintenance of telomere length, so that as we renew tissue with stem cells, fresh stem cells, we help these stem cells to stay strong and healthy for longer. So we expect to see really, really good results with SC3. We're starting a research project with SC3 right now that is going to be in many countries. We have a center in Reunion, in Martinique, in Strasbourg, France, in Madrid, possibly in Malaysia, where we should have about anywhere between 600 to 1,000 participants. And we're going to study the effect of SC3 on essentially on glucose metabolism, pre-diabetes, so fasting blood glucose, glucose tolerance, vascular health, metabolic syndrome, various aspects of human health that we can talk about when we refer to dietary supplements. So to me, SC3 is a huge breakthrough and quite an adventure so far with this whole project in Madagascar.
Now, stem cell medicine and therapy has shown great potential for pets as well. How does stem cell nutrition help to maintain pets' health? And can you tell us about stem pets and stem equine?
As we started to put on the marketplace these products that support stem cells in the body, and essentially here we're talking about the first flagship product, Steminence, and then SC2 and now SC3, as we put these products on the marketplace, people having pets started to simply open capsules and put that into their pet food. For horses, it was put in the grain, for example. And we've done that now for many years, and it's very clear that the product works just as well in pets and horses. So in order to make it more palatable, because the product is not necessarily tasting very good, to make it more palatable and also easier to use, we created two different products. So for pets, we have all these ingredients. Well, it's stem and ends, but now soon we will also include all these ingredients that we have in SE3. But these ingredients are simply prepared with a vegetable base, imitation of a chicken flavor, but it's vegetable base, and it's put into a chewable tablet that you just can give your dogs, your cats, and it makes it easy then to provide them that type of stem cell support. And for horses, we granulated the product, the blend SE2, SE3. We granulated it with molasses, with apple pectin, so that it's very tasteful for horses. And again, it's just a matter of putting a scoop with the horse's grain, or we can just give it to the horse in our hands, and he will take it. It tastes good enough. So it's the same stem cell support provided to animals. And so far, we have seen results actually very, very impressive. I was just in France last month, and the product Stemiquine had started to be used in a farm where they a stable where they have race horses, and some of these horses had reached national level, and they were using the product and were very, very satisfied, because the product does exactly what we're talking about here by helping tissues simply repair naturally, just maintain naturally, then all the micro lesions, all the small little injuries that sometimes are not visible that an animal can have when an animal really performs. Well, we simply promote the faster repair and recovery from these kinds of small injuries. So it's working very well in animals.
And who would have thought that? That's pretty awesome. Thanks for getting us up to speed on the latest breakthroughs and news in regards to stem cells and also StemTech's all-natural nutritional products and what it can do to sustain and improve our health. Christian, tell us, where can listeners get more information about StemTech International and its products online?
The best place would be to simply go to StemTech.com, StemTech.com.
Christian, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with, once again, Christian Drapeau, co-founder and chief science officer of StemTech International, a leader in the field of stem cell nutrition, and author of Cracking the Stem Cell Code, which discusses his innovative research in the adult stem cell field. And once again, the website of reference is StemTech.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.